North Canterbury's Compass FM. And we're now joined by Julie Hassell from the Rangiora Arts Society. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's always nice to catch up with you because you've got such wonderful information about our really creative people out there in Rangiora, or North Canterbury, I should say. So what's new for the Rangiora Arts Society this month?
Okay, so the new April Art Display Flip at Fools of Desire Cafe in Conway Lane is happening next Wednesday, the 10th of April. So I'm excited about the April theme inquiry, which includes our four-legged friends.
Oh, lovely.
The colour Sun Orange and Autumn Colours. So the art submissions are looking really, really strong, and I cannot wait to show a fun display featuring many of our animals in all shapes and forms.
Oh, fantastic. So we're talking cats and dogs and owls and all kinds of things.
All kinds of things have been submitted. So a few horses, and there's definitely some cats there. And I think I saw a rabbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did any guinea pigs?
I hate to
get off the subject a little bit here, but there's a North Canterbury guinea pig show coming up in Whitty End, yes, and they're allowed to dress them up.
Oh.
Yeah, and the theme is Easter.
Oh, gorgeous.
It's just a fun thing to get along to. So art events that are occurring in the Waimakariri district.
Right, so what is on in our local art gallery? So in Waimakariri, we have three wonderful art galleries. So I'll just talk a little bit about what's on at each of those. The Chamber Gallery at the Rangiora Library is still showing Abstract Horizons until next Thursday the 11th. So that's an oil painting and glasswork exhibition by Sarah Beale and Jackie Hancock of Aurora Glass. Definitely a must-see viewing during library hours. At Art on the Quay at the Kaipoi Library, they're presenting a new exhibition called Metallica by Nima Shart. In the exhibition, you can let your mind run free, enjoying the colour and movement within each of the artworks on display, and that's on until the 1st of May, and that's viewing during library hours also. And then lastly, Oxford Gallery exhibiting a sculpture display by Stephen King called Shades of Death, constructed from metal fabrication, which place fascination and repulsion uncomfortably together and demand closer inspection. So the viewing is Thursday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Yeah, should be a really interesting.
That sounds quite dark.
Yeah, it looks. If you have a wee look on their Facebook page, you can see some of the imagery, and it looks really quite incredible. All the different sort of metal elements that he's built into these sculptures. So yeah, definitely worth checking out.
That would be worth checking out, yeah. Mm. So this is something Stephen King's done himself, or no?
No, Stephen King must be a local sculpture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking Stephen King, the author.
No. I don't think so.
No, but
there could be
not.
A relation. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we just missed up too. I just want to do a wee plug for a course that we're running at the end of this month.
Oh, yes, so please, yeah.
We are running a course called Draw a Realistic Face with Jonathan Merritt. So that starts on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, and it runs for 3 consecutive weeks from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The fee for the course is $90. We will be learning how best to use our drawing tools, fabulous, breaking down the face into separate elements to practice and completing a portrait. So if you're interested in joining this course, email me at julie@bluetiger.net.nz.
Fantastic. Do you ever, during the course of the summer, we're getting into cooler months now, Julie, but during the course of the summer, do any of your members ever sort of get together, take your easels down and sit somewhere nice, like at the estuary, or do you do that?
Some artists do, definitely. There is a few groups around that do. They call it plein air painting.
Yep.
So they go to different locations and they paint outside and perhaps paint the landscape or a particular view that is really beautiful. You only do it for a few hours, and usually in the morning when the light's
is
really
better,
good. But really fantastic way to connect with nature and be painting outside.
Yeah, and the inspiration being there, having the scene in front of you would be just fabulous.
And anything can come into your field of view, and you can go into the painting. So,
well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, and it sounds like a fun thing to do with a group of people who are like-minded. You know, definitely. If you take four or five of you out to the beach and yes. you know, sit and paint seagulls or something, you know, mind you, on a blowy day, it wouldn't be the best, would it?
No, I think you have to pick a fine day to go.
Yeah.
I got told a lovely story about a group of artists that went up to Castle Hill and painted there for the day. So they packed up and drove up there for the day and painted all the rocks and stuff up there. So yeah, there's lots of fun things.
I think it's a great, it's a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting back to the exhibition the works that are now being displayed at Falls of Desire, mm-hmm. was there a name for that exhibition again?
So each month we have a different theme or inquiry. So we sort of have a list of things that the artists try and sort of curate to their paintings. Yep. And it's usually we have a colour and then it'll be some kind of object or like a theme that they can paint to. So this last month we have had autumn colours again, and then the colour was actually verdus green. And then I'm just trying to think what the other one was. I think it was in the style of your favourite artist. So
wow.
Monet.
That would be fascinating. Yeah.
So your take on sort of perhaps a master's sort of look or how they sort of paint, sort of perhaps taking on some of that inspiration into your work.
Yeah. Oh no, that sounds fantastic. You know, here's me thinking Constable, for example, which is an English country garden and just blasts of colour. Yeah, that's fantastic. What I would be. So any opportunities for Waimakariri artists?
Yes. So probably a premier event for the year. So the artist registrations are now open for the Kaipoi Art Expo. So this is on the 6th and 7th of July. So go to World Wide Web kaipoiartexpo.co.nz to complete the online registration form. So the Kaipoi Art Expo is always a fabulous exhibition with over 100 Waimakariri artists and schools also exhibiting artwork. The exhibition is a highlight of the Fire and Ice Festival and well supported by our local art buyers. So great opportunity to have a whole panel with your work on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously it's for exhibition but also for sale.
People can sell from that, can't they?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah, if you see something, it's for sale.
Definitely.
And I always think of people who perhaps moved into, perhaps they're upsizing, they've got another young one on the way, whatever, and suddenly you've got an extra room or an extra wall to work with. That's the place to go to find a nice piece of art that's produced by a local artist. I think that's something that's kind of nice.
Yes, it is special. And everybody, it's nice to have a bit of a refresh in your house and maybe introduce something different into your space. So it's wonderful to check out all the art. And there's such a variety and the different price points as well. So there's something there for everybody.
For everybody,
which is really cool.
Well, look, thank you very much, Julie, for coming in. And I'm sure April is going to be an inspiring month, certainly. I love the way you referred to autumn colours because autumn is just such a beautiful time of the year. It really is. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for coming in, Julie.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you again. Julie Hassel-Rang, Arts Society.
Compass FM.